So here's the exchange, the glorious exchange. You can see the shocked look on Barabbas' face. I don't imagine he's cursing anybody. I don't imagine he's cheering. I imagine he is stone cold shocked. Verse 25 says, he released the man who had been thrown into prison for insurrection and murder. Not going to let that go. He's still guilty, Pilate says, for whom they asked. But he delivered Jesus over to their will. This seems unfair in the most extreme sense, doesn't it? That Jesus, the righteous one, takes the place of a wicked man. Think further on this, about this being the good gift of God to Barabbas that day. Barabbas wakes up thinking he's going to die, and now he's a free man. Here's Barabbas, a thief set free. And here's Jesus, the giver of all good things, taken into captivity. Here's Barabbas, an insurrectionist, a rioter, set free. And here's Jesus, the Prince of Peace, the one who makes people at peace with the Father. He's taken into captivity. Think of Barabbas, a murderer, one who deprives people of life, who takes life from others, set free. And here's Jesus, the creator of all life, the one who the book of Hebrews says upholds the universe by the word of his power. That Jesus, the creator of all things, going into captivity. Barabbas must be thinking, this is the best day of my life. Because I don't know what this man deserves, but I know what I deserve. And I know I deserve death. And yet I find myself free. Christian, don't for one second ever think that you are better than Barabbas. Because that exchange that took place that day is the exchange that God made for your soul too. You and I are wicked people for whom Jesus was substituted. You know, I imagine Barabbas, I think of him when I think of this account, obviously. You know, within a couple of hours, Jesus was hanging on a cross. In fact, from here on out, Jesus starts carrying his cross out to Golgotha to be crucified. I imagine that Barabbas is so shocked, and this is pure conjecture, but this would be me. I imagine that Barabbas is probably so shocked that he watches all this. He backs up, and he's going to get far enough away where he can see things in case he needs to just leave, people change their mind. But he's going to watch because he's perplexed at what's happened. Watches Jesus carry that cross up the hill, be hung on that cross, and being put to death. And I can imagine that tune of "It Is Well" humming in Barabbas's mind, because it would be mine. As I think of Jesus on the cross for my sin, I can think of Barabbas singing along with me that third verse. My sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought. My sin, not in part, but the whole, was nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, oh my soul. And I imagine as he sings the last note of that song, he runs as fast as he can from Jerusalem to hide and to get away and to start a new life. It's exactly what God calls you and I to do, to run from our old life. As we understand that our sin was nailed to that cross, not in part, but the whole. And because Jesus bears it, we bear it no more.